USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, says he will not participate with the January 6th Select Committee's request to interview him. McCarthy on Fox News says he has nothing to add and criticized the panel's abuse of power.
The answer could be very clear. Why did the Democrats, when they created January 6th, pick and choose which Republicans could be on, disallowing, never before in history, individuals that I selected as minority leader? Why did the chair of this committee say the speaker is off limits?
The Moab, Utah police officers who encountered Gabby Petito and her fiancé Brian Laundrie just before her demise made several mistakes in independent review. Review released Wednesday has found. The review found that the incident should have been classified as domestic violence, which would have required officers to make an arrest or issue a citation against Gabby. Instead, officers allowed the two to go with the promise of staying apart that night. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Earlier this week, comedian fans across the world were saddened and stunned by the unexpected death of 65-year-old Bob Saget. Murray Beard was at his last show in Jacksonville.
He talked a lot about his wife and his daughters, super proud of his three daughters, and never made fun of them. Occasionally would make fun of his wife, but for the most part, in fact, there was a guy sitting on the front row that had three of his daughters with him, and it almost brought him to tears, just, you know, seeing his dad bringing his three girls to come see him as a comedian.
TMZ is reporting Bob Saget died of a heart attack in his sleep. Shaking was reported throughout Southern California following a 3.9 magnitude earthquake south of Palm Springs, California last night. According to the United States Geological Survey, the earthquake struck just before 7:30 p.m. Pacific in the sparsely populated area. The earthquake was followed by a 2.6 aftershock near La Quinta and a 2.9 near Anza, California. In the last year, over 4,600 earthquakes have rocked the region. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
According to Labor Department information released Wednesday, inflation surged by 7% in the 12 months through December. Republican Representative Kat Kamick from Florida was on Newsmax last night and explains the blue-collar working class folks are getting hit the hardest under the Biden administration's policies.
And as someone who comes from the working class, you know, my husband's a firefighter, I see it every day. In the grocery store, at the gas pump, I see every single day how this administration is failing the American people. When we have historic inflation that is jacking the price of everyday goods and services up, it makes it so that people in everyday walk of life, but particularly the blue-collar working-class folks, they are getting hit the hardest. And when you look at those on fixed incomes, you see that just last year there was a 5.9 COLA increase. That has now been canceled out by 7% inflation. This is a total failure and a direct result of the lack of leadership coming out of the White House. The Democrats have to own the fact that everyday Americans are barely making it by. Doesn't matter if it's at the grocery store, doesn't matter if it's at the gas pump. If you have kids, if you're on a fixed income, you are hurting because of this administration. And there will be a reckoning in the midterms in November because of this.
Opponents of a planned commercial spaceport on the Georgia coast north of Jacksonville, Florida, asked a judge Tuesday to stop local officials from buying land for the commercial launch pad as they want voters to decide. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.